Hi, I'm Cameron.
And I'm Emily.
I've never read Twilight before.
And I've read the books too many times to count, but now we're reading them together.
Welcome to Unbitten, a journey through the Twilight Saga.
Wah, 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 wah. Let's fucking go.
Wee woo, wee woo. Ambulance noises as we crash into Bella's home.
Well, last we left off, she's literally throwing up blood and her back is broken and everything bad is happening. So if anything, we're doing her a favor.
Yeah. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to our little podcast.
We're back again. You keep saying stop it and we keep going, no.
And no, we won't. But then every time we do stop it for a little bit, you guys are like, why? And we're like, you said that we should.
You know, they're fickle, our listeners.
It's true. They're just like me, for real.
It's almost like the people who listen to this podcast probably have a lot in common with us. Otherwise, why are you
No, here? That can't be it.
No. It's true. We have nothing in common with Swifties.
And that's fan service. We got called out for talking about Swifties too much. Like, for people who don't like Taylor Swift, you seem to talk about Swifties a lot. And we're like, yeah, that's the point. Yeah. We know our listeners.
We're pandering. It's pandering to our audience. Hello? Oldest trick in the book.
If there's one thing I'll do, it's pander.
Always.
I want everyone to like me.
I have to please the people. Everyone love and adore me, worship me, et cetera, et cetera.
Literally. Yeah. Anyway, it's been a little bit. I guess it's been a little bit since we last recorded.
Yeah. What's going on? Well, I just got back from IKEA while I listened to club music for the entire 40-minute drive, 20 minutes
Yeah, you
there,
listened to
back.
Your undergrad club music so much that it made you feel nauseous, as if you were drinking.
Yes.
Which I think is a questionable thing to do in a car, by the way.
Well, what happened was specifically at TikTok that kicked in, and so I skipped a couple songs, and I felt better.
Okay.
So
I just like the idea that you can... like placebo effect, being drunk.
Okay, but not being drunk, being sick from drinking too much. Like,
right, just the bad specific part. Nauseous feeling. Yeah,
just the worst part about over drinking, not the fun part.
Yeah. Microdosing, vomiting.
Yeah, that's me when I.
Yo, same. That was me when I had COVID.
Ew.
Remember that? That was a good time.
Gross. Gross, good.
Yeah,
gross.
It was. Smile. I got my nails done on Wednesday, and they look fucking amazing.
Oh, they look so good. I love them.
I got
them.
They're like black and white, or they're black and clear. So all of my nails are painted black, except my ring finger has stars on it, and then my middle finger has a moon and stars. And on those ones that have the patterns, like there's a clear behind it, so there's no, it's not black behind it. I'll send a picture in the Discord. It's cute.
I am... What am I doing?
Gay.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so, let's listen. Oh, okay.
Let's just... I was going to say anyway, so let's move get into it. It sounds like that's what you're going to say, so...
Okay, cool. I'm glad that we both agreed that we just had to announce that you're gay, and then we could go on with the podcast.
Yeah, I feel good about that.
Yeah, me too. It's true.
It's true. It's a PSA. It's
PSA. Emily is gay.
It's something you all should aspire to be.
Yeah.
So
since obviously it's a choice.
Yeah. Duh. We all know that.
Right. Exactly.
Choose correct.
Choose to be gay. It's actually the slogan of our podcast.
My one last note is that I'm very excited to play horror games with Cam this weekend.
Oh my god.
And hear her scream.
I don't know if any of you guys...
I hope that we can get some clips of that somehow. Oh my god.
I don't know how much you guys enjoy video games as our listening audience, but we love them. And we are big fans of Phasmophobia, In Silence, Devour. We want to start playing Lethal Company. Dan bought it for me, actually.
Oh, yay.
So we really need to play. Good horror games. It's just we're a little bit late to it since it's no longer October. But just the general fall-winter vibe for me has always been horror games.
Yeah,
even also, if it's not specifically October.
I think it works because it's dark earlier too. So you're like, oh, I don't have to wait till 11 p.m. to make it spooky in here.
Right. It can be 5:01 p.m. and I'm terrified because it's dark out for some reason.
Yeah. So I'm very excited. I feel like I single-handedly turned you into like a gamer as I got you into the PC side of things.
You did. I completely blame you. I'm worse because of you for multiple reasons.
That is all I wanted to hear.
All right. I mean, that's kind of a good transition into this chapter because we are just reading the last chapter from Jacob's perspective, which reads like a horror film.
You know, it's crazy because the title of this chapter is Chapter 18. There are no words for this.
And there really aren't.
You know, Stephenie Meyer put some words down, but there are no words that could... Let's go.
I will say that the main thing I thought about while reading this was I could not conceive of if I was like obsessed with a book series and I was so excited about the last book in the series.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh my God, it's going to have so much crazy plot, blah, 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 blah. And I got halfway through the last book and this was a chapter in it. And this was like the active plot point.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I had to read. When the rest of the series isn't like this, what do you even do with yourself? I'm asking you what you did with yourself and what the people of the Twilight fandom did with themselves in whatever year this was published. Like, how do you reconcile with this?
We screamed a lot.
Just like Bella.
But yeah, a lot like her, actually. Honestly, I think the biggest... because obviously this happens in this chapter. The biggest talking point was, of course, why the fuck is Jacob with a child? So.
Yeah.
It was a lot of that. It was like, yeah, there's a lot of gory, crazy shit. This is wild. But it was also, what the fuck? What the fuck? Why did she do this?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll get there. But I do think that beyond the Jacob imprinting on the baby...
there's
on the
lot.
Newborn baby, by the way.
Yes.
Like, literally, literally alive for maybe 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Besides that, if you take that out of the equation, it's still batshit.
Yes, it is. The best thing is that we're halfway through the book. There's this book.
There's so much more that's going to happen in this book.
There's just so much
that I'm not ready for.
Breaking Dawn is actually a work of art of our time. Is the
like
thing.
Absurdist art, yeah.
Yeah, it is. All of what we've read is just a culmination to get to this point. Like, I'm sure the listeners agree, is just like Breaking Dawn, what the fuck? Like, people have been excited for this book the whole time, and there's a reason why. And this is the only book that I got right when it came out, because I came into the series late. I think I came into it just as Eclipse came out. And so this was the one that we were, I don't know if I told this story, but short story, we were visiting my aunt and uncle who live sort of in the middle of nowhere, or they did at the time, on a lake outside a small town in Ontario called Napanee. Look it up. It's where Avril Lavigne is from.
Okay, Slay.
And I made my parents pull over and stop at the first town we could get to on our way home so I could get this fucking book. And they were like, not understanding. Like, my mom was reading Twilight along with me, but she's like, you don't have to get it now. You can be patient. And I was like, you don't understand. I need to have it. So that way, by the time I go to school on Monday, I will not be the only one who doesn't know what's happening.
Right.
So absolutely. I made them pull over and get it. And then I just flopped down in the backseat of the car and devoured it. I think I got up to like
just like
halfway.
The baby devoured Bella's stomach.
No, literally. And Edward. he was nibbling in there too.
He was getting in it.
Everyone was feasting on her tummy tum tum, let me just say that.
I think that's verbatim what it says in the book.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised at this point if that was a line from the book. I've lost all faith. There is nothing that could surprise me anymore. And I know I say that now where there's half a book left and I will be eating my words. But at this point, I'm just
is like part one climax, you know?
Yeah.
It's part two Absolutely. Of the book, but it's like part one climax. Let's be honest.
First half climax.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So
this is a really traumatic scene.
Yeah, it fucking is. I have so many good phrases that were said about both Bella and her baby throughout the chapter that mm-hmm. I think it really lends to how traumatic and monstrous this whole situation feels. So we jump right back into the beginning of the chapter as Bella's body is twitching from essentially the inside out as the fetus is straining within her and there's blood streaming from her and she goes unconscious. There's snap, crackling, and popping left and right.
Yeah.
And they're
Rice
like,
Krispies.
Yeah. And they're like, she's literally become a Rice Krispie, is what's happening.
Slay.
And Carlisle
little
is.
Elves.
Carlisle's
little
hunting,
freaks.
And he's not home. So they're like, fuck.
I should have known immediately that when
right.
Carlisle left for the first group, that shit was going to go down
right
after.
Right.
That was a lapse in judgment for me, Cameron. But now I understand what I should have been thinking of.
Yeah, you had to get the doctor out of the way so that full panic could take over.
Exactly.
Also, very ew line right away because they bring up Bella to essentially what they've modified into like a hospital room and like a book library.
Oh,
area.
God, I know what you're going to say.
And yeah, it's Jacob thinking, how many times had I imagined her naked? Now I couldn't look. In what world, in this traumatic emergency situation, does that thought even possibly cross anyone's mind? In what world?
Yeah. It's
like,
insane.
Oh man, I've been hoping to see her naked for so long, but now I don't even want to look because it's gross.
It's like you Snapchat a man like, oh my God, I'm in the hospital. And he goes, haha, what are you wearing though?
Yeah.
Like, that's the energy. Like, but you look so sexy in that little hospital
You're
gown.
You're so sexy. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hated that line because there's no way a real person really is like, man, I always was imagining her naked. This is my chance. Fuck, she's covered in blood though.
If you're a person who thinks that way, I don't want to interact with you ever, actually.
Yeah.
In fact, I think you should probably be in jail.
Yeah, I agree.
Just saying.
Just,
A line I do love, though, is when it talks about Bella's body flopping like a fish on the sand.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? Drop on the deck and flop like a fish. You know what
flish?
I'm saying? A flish? I fucking fumbled that so bad.
You fumbled the bag, bro.
Fuck.
So good, though. It's so, like,
it's
find
visceral.
Her writing to be so interesting right now because it vacillates between very disturbing imagery and the worst things that Jacob could ever think.
Yeah.
And then also some of the fucking funniest lines
yeah.
in the book.
Yeah. Oh, my God. The funniest shit. Another constantly quoted line. We'll get to it.
Mm-hmm.
So Edward is like, the baby's suffocating. The placenta must have detached. And Bella comes to shrieking bloody murder to get him out. You know, do it now, even though the morphine they've just injected has not had enough time to actually work its way into her system. She will feel everything if they start carving into her stomach.
Yeah.
And our
she
hero
also
Rosalie
says that he can't breathe.
Yeah.
How does she know?
Because I think it's literally just because she like heard Edward saying like the baby's suffocating because she
okay.
came to at that instant, I think. But I agree. It's a bit confusing of her suddenly being like, I know exactly what's going on. I was
right,
slightly
exactly.
unconscious, but now I've come to and I know what's happening. Something, something, adrenaline of mother child
yeah,
stuff.
For sure.
Our hero Rosalie obviously comes in with the scalpel. and she starts opening Bella's stomach to more blood gushing out. And oh yeah, did we all forget that they're vampires? Because here's a vampire
yeah.
moment. I actually love it. I love this.
I'm glad that this happened. I'm glad that this was not just forgotten about for the sake of plot.
Yeah.
I'm glad that Stephanie remembered, oh yeah, they're sensitive to blood, and especially, you know, Bella's blood.
Yeah.
So that happens. It has to remove Rosalie from the situation, because once she starts opening her up, she realizes, oh, I smell all her blood. This is overwhelming. I gotta go.
Yeah.
And I think it's a good moment.
It's so fun, too, because Edward can't do anything to pull Rosalie away because he's busy stopping Bella from choking on her own blood at the, you know, the top half of her body right now. There's blood everywhere. It's a bloodbath.
It really
probably
is.
Probably because of the gallons of blood she was drinking earlier today, right?
No, exactly. I'm thinking about that, too. I'm like, how did she even hold that much blood in her body? And it is all really coming back up all of a sudden.
Yeah. It's all inside her because she drank it all about 3 hours ago.
Yeah.
So Jacob tackles Rosalie to the ground. Finally, the fight we've been waiting for.
Finally.
And he gets the scalpel lodged in his arm on the way down, but he locks his hand over her face, like, to cover her nose and mouth. I don't know. It's just such a funny image to me.
Yeah, I don't even... I guess it works.
He's got huge hands. He's, like, 7 feet tall.
That's true. But it's just so funny.
Bad doggy.
Shut up.
Drop it.
Drop the human.
And then Jacob kicks her into the door.
Yeah, and it's like kicking concrete.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, concrete.
That's literally what Jacob's saying in this moment.
Yeah, and then Alice yanks Rosalie by the throat to pull her out of the room.
Which is insane.
So much.
Yeah, the series of events is Rosalie goes at Bella with a scalpel, almost feeds on her. Jacob jumps across the table.
Yeah.
To knock her to the floor.
Yeah.
A la Bella getting pushed into the glass in the second book.
Oh, so true.
Or whatever it was. The piano and all the glass shattering.
Yeah, very that.
And then puts his hands over her whole face, kicks her into the door. Then Alice comes out of nowhere and throat punches her and drags her out of the room. Like, how is that real?
That was a fucking great assist on Jacob's part, really.
It really was. Like, yeah, that's absolutely.
He came in with the assist and Alice fucking dunked her.
Dunked it. Absolutely. And that is a goddamn poster if I've ever seen one.
Oh my God.
Put that on a fucking magazine cover.
It's so much in like a paragraph.
Yeah. Like an eighth of a page is literally just all of that.
Yeah. And then Rosalie's gone. It is interesting because Jacob does note that she's clearly not fighting back because she's like, I don't actively want to kill Bella. Like, somebody stop me. So she's
it's
just
an
lets
instinct
herself get,
thing.
Yeah,
but
she
she's
lets herself
not going,
get ragdolled.
Yeah. She's not going at it as fairly as she could. It's an instinct thing, but the conscious and self-aware part of her sort of lets them take over, which makes sense. Still so funny, though.
It's so funny. Jacob starts doing CPR, and then suddenly there's a giant cracking sound, and her legs that were all, like, curled up in pain go still. Oh, her spine has broken now. Cool.
Just girly things
when your spine breaks during childbirth of your monstrous baby.
Mm-hmm.
And you're gushing blood left and right and your friend tries to eat you.
Mm-hmm.
And
then your other friend drop kicks her. And then your other friend drags her up by her throat.
Just an average day.
I cannot get over the imagery of Alice coming in like when that hook comes out on the stage to take off a bad comedian. But it's Alice's hand grabbing onto Rosalie's throat.
Exit pursued by Alice.
Right.
Oh my God. So, tears. Literally the same. It's so good.
Mm-hmm.
So now there's no point in waiting for morphine because her spine has broken, which means she doesn't feel anything in the uterine area. So you may as well start ripping into it.
Yeah, we should have just, you know, gotten rid of her spine in the first place. Would have been easier.
Yeah, duh.
Duh.
I mean,
just, you know, crack it over your knee.
That is one way to perform an epidural.
Either of them could have done that easily.
Yeah. You know, forget the modern epidural. Just get a vampire to crack you like a glow stick Carlisle, over their knee.
You don't need Carlisle the doctor.
No. True.
I would love a man to crack me like a glow stick over his knee. But, like, not like that.
Yeah, not this way.
Please. Yeah, this is an explicit podcast. It's also exclusive to it's only unhinged people.
Yeah.
You can only get in this if you can survive listening to us for this long.
Truly.
I don't even know how I've gone this long in my own head.
Me neither. Your head, I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I was aware.
So Jacob hears a familiar sound of ripping and tearing, but like a metallic tearing sound. And yep. It's because it's the sound of ripping through vampire skin that he's familiar with from his vampire battle. And he sees Edward with his teeth against the bulge of Bella's stomach. So that's another image for you, that Rosalie has just been yanked out of the room. And Edward's like,
yum, 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 yum.
Jacob is going through so much right now. Yeah. Like, I know Bella is too, but she's like half unconscious. But Jacob is like, why is this my life?
Yeah, that's the thing, is that if Bella lives in some way, I mean, obviously becomes a vampire, whatever. If she does this, she is either going to not remember because she was unconscious or because her brain blocked the trauma or whatever. She's not going to remember this. Jacob is going to remember this whole fucking thing. As is Edward, to be fair.
Yeah. Like,
Jacob, for some reason, is so much funnier.
It's so much funnier. I mean, you know, Edward's lived 100 years. He's been a vampire this whole time. He's seen some shit happen and torn some bodies apart. And Jacob's like, I'm 16. I didn't ask for any of this. I don't know why this is happening.
Why is this my life?
There are no words for this.
There are no words. There really are not any words, is the thing. Oh,
so, after the tearing, we get Edward saying, Renesmee. So, it's a girl.
It's a girl.
Congrats.
Well, we also get the whole angst attempting of Jacob being like, you stay with me now, Bella.
Yeah.
Do you hear me? Stay. You're not leaving me. Keep your heart beating.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if this was like a 300,000 word fanfic, I would be bawling my eyes out right now.
1,000%. Yeah.
Yeah. But since it's just Twilight, I'm like, okay.
I know. What are the stakes in these books at this point? Like,
it's so leaned into absurdism that there is no way that I'm going to get emotional in a serious way about these people.
Yeah.
I can conceptualize this being a traumatic experience, and I can understand what this character is going through and what all of them are going through, but it's just so outside of the realm of anything I can comprehend that it's just so funny.
It's bonkers.
It's funny.
Fucking hilarious. Bella is apparently able to breathe again, and she whispers and croaks, let me see her. Let me hold my baby.
Let me hold the baby.
Jacob's like only looking at Bella's face so he doesn't look at the baby. And then all of a sudden Bella's like, ow! And then he looks down and there's a bite mark on her chest. And he's like, really? You put the vampire baby on her, Edward, and you didn't see this happening?
Yeah. You didn't see the vampire baby biting the human?
Yeah. Yeah. You don't need to be Alice to see that happening. but Edward has no brain cell. And he just goes, no, Renesmee. Like, bad girl.
Bad dog.
Bad dog. Literally, I wrote bad dog in my
bad
notes.
Puppy. I do like how we get it drawn out that we don't quite see the imprinting yet, because Jacob's feels something warm touch his arm, and I assume that was like the baby's like hand touching him or something.
Yep.
And but he never gets to look at the baby.
No, he doesn't.
Until the very end of the chapter when we get the reveal.
Yeah. So then Bella's heart starts faltering, and Jacob is immediately back to CPR, and he's like, Edward, do your thing. Do the vampire thing now. It's time. And then Edward's like, take the baby. And Jacob just comes throw it out the window.
True.
I cannot throw it out the fucking window. I'm just like, you know the panic when we're playing Plate Up, for example?
Yeah.
And we're like, we have too many orders coming in. We got to get the pizza out to the customers. And it's just like the panic of like, what do I do with this? It's in my hands. I don't fucking know. I'll throw it out the window. But it's infant.
A newborn baby.
It's like, I do not give a shit about this baby. Throw it the fuck out the window. I don't care where it goes.
And they're on like the second floor or something too.
Oh yeah, they are. Ugh. Why does That's Edward so funny. Not have enough brain cell to just be like, let me put the baby on the floor for like 5 seconds? Is the baby gonna die from being on the floor?
No.
Throw it out the window.
Next question. Throw it out the window. Insane behavior. Next time I don't want to deal with something, I'm going to say throw it out the window.
Literally same. Jacob's like, go long. Go very, very
literally.
Long.
And Edward said, how far?
Just one of the unhinged things that is said.
It's crazy that this chapter is 9 pages.
I know.
This is such a short chapter, and I don't even know how to wrap my little brain around it.
So much. So much in such a short time. I mean, fun chapter to read.
Oh, very, yeah.
Very good.
I just can't believe that. I felt like I went through a 7-part journey.
Oh, you did.
And like, there was a 4-act opera in this chapter.
There's still another act.
And it's still, it's like the Ring cycle. Famous Wagner set of 4 operas, by the way. Where you go through a bunch of shit and then you're like, oh, that was only the first of 4 operas? Okay. Great. What the fuck?
Rosalie, again, our hero, who shows up with the scalpel, is now showing back up with her arms open, ready to take the baby. The only thing that she truly wants. And she's like, I've got it. I'm good now. I've got everything I wanted. Good luck in here, though. Bye. Like, she's just like, I'll take the baby. Goodbye.
She's like, y'all be safe, but I have a child to take care of now.
Yeah.
I am when a mother.
I am literally this baby's mother, okay?
Yeah.
So Edward takes a fucking syringe out. And it's Edward with the stainless steel syringe.
And Edward from the back row.
This is truly like round after round, like ding, ding, ding. Let's fucking go again. Because now he plunges the syringe directly into her heart and injects the entire thing of venom into her heart while Jacob keeps CPR up. But he notices that it feels almost like it's congealed and he has to force it through, which I'm like, ew, gross. How long is that?
I know, it's so gross.
How long has that venom been sitting there? Like, is that fresh? Where did he get the venom?
Yeah. How do you force that?
Right? How do you get that into, how do you get that out?
I don't know.
Did he come a
bunch?
You think
they, like, milked him? Oh.
Leave tears.
God.
Yeah, they sure did milk him.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Mm-hmm. That's a fan fiction right there.
They milked him via making him come a bunch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's prostate milking. Look it up, children.
Oh, God, don't tell the children to look it up. Look it up, of age listeners of this podcast.
Oh, God. So, wow. That happened. I really don't know how they got it out of him, though.
No, I don't. Like, I don't know. I really don't. Because I think it only happens when he's biting.
Well, supposedly. I mean,
the thing is, I think you do have to genuinely milk him in some way. Because that's how they get venom out of snakes.
It's true.
In order to make anti-venom. Yeah,
they like, force their teeth over the thing and, like, force them to eject the venom from their teeth.
Yes. I like how you were going to say ejaculate.
I really struggled. I really.
And then you managed to say eject, and I'm really proud of you.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
It took a lot of effort.
It seemed like it. Yeah. So maybe they did that with him. Maybe Carlisle set him up.
Because it's like, one could argue that, like, whatever's in his bloodstream is venom now and not blood, which, like, I agree with. But you can't pierce vampire skin with a needle.
Yeah. Right.
Did somebody else rip him open and they're just like, oh, yeah. Someone else could just bite into him and be like, here, your veins are all open now. I bit into you.
Yeah, maybe that's what
I guess
what
he
happened.
Could do it to himself. You know,
he makes a little. That's the thing is that's what we miss from not getting the vampire side of things in these chapters mm-hmm. is that. And don't get me wrong, besties. I want nothing else besides this perspective, because Jacob's perspective in these chapters is genuinely everything to me.
It's so
good. And I want to say that right off the bat.
Yeah.
Secondarily, though, I do think that I would love to see the setup for this in some way, because right now it just seems like it's out of left field. And it's like, how did he even get a syringe of his blood? But that's either here nor there.
Yeah, I think that there would have to be more thought from Stephanie's end if she wanted to actually figure out how this is all set up, because I'm sure she's just like, oh yeah, they just have venom ahead of time, and that's all she said.
That's true. Stephanie doesn't think.
No, she never has.
Neither have I, so, like, that's real.
Real shit.
Real shit, honestly.
So then Edward keeps biting her wrists and her throat and, like, the crease of her arms to force a bunch of venom in at as many points as possible. And Jacob has a line that's, but all the king's horses and all the king's men.
Because literally.
They are trying to put her back together again, but in his mind, they are working over a corpse. This is just a body. And Jacob even realizes that Bella is gone because the pull is gone. He doesn't feel the need to be beside her. Whatever it was that was Bella and drawing him to be near her, that senseless need, is gone. I wonder why. And also,
my theory,
the pull
is amazing.
Is moving him. Yeah, what's your theory? I'd love to hear it.
Didn't I told you my theory was that the whole idea that he was pulled to Bella is because he would then imprint on her child.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely made this point.
Yes, you said it.
And I know that it is because of the fact that I know that he imprints on her child. It doesn't make it like a real theory, but I will say the dots, I'm connecting them.
Good job with your dots.
Thank you. Me when I'm in phasmophobia and I use the DOS projector.
That's a niche joke right there, but I like it.
Yeah, it is. That's what I'm here for. I'm here for the most niche me-when jokes. That's my entire favorite thing.
Wow, I want to play Phasmophobia. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the pull has moved away from Bella, and he feels the need to go downstairs and to get away and never come back. Edward hits Jacob's hand away because he's, like, stopping the CPR, like, this is pointless. And Jacob's like, oh, shit, 3 more of my fingers broke. Damn. Anyway, they'll heal.
Yeah, Edward keeps, like, batting Jacob away and in doing so breaking his fingers, which is hilarious.
It is hilarious. So poor Edward, in this moment, not that Jacob gives a shit, is essentially just like desperate burning man, as we keep having him described.
Yeah.
Just like CPRing Bella with no
his
response.
Dead wife's corpse.
His wife's corpse, her entire stomach is essentially ripped open. She's covered in blood. Her skin is still covered in bruises along her like chest and
what
abdomen.
Is Breaking Dawn rated?
The movie?
Yeah.
I don't know. I could look
that
up.
Because I want to see rated R Breaking Dawn where we get that shot. That sounds terrifying and horrendous. I'm sure it's going to be like PG-13 or some crazy shit like that.
1,000%
Or M for mature.
Where Breaking Dawn movie rating. PG-13.
I'm not surprised.
Partial nudity, disturbing images, sexuality, some thematic elements / violence.
Okay. The more you know.
I mean, disturbing images is a word for it.
It sure is. I don't want to see it, but I also want to see it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it.
It would be just a great horror image.
Yeah.
But it's also like, yeesh, that is fucking depressing when you actually do see
that
it.
That is fucking gross.
It is gross. It's true.
So yeah, Jacob's like, I'm fucking out of here. I have no more purpose. I don't know why I'm here. He wishes he could bleach his brain so that he could get rid of all that he saw in the last few minutes. Like, so valid.
I kind of also wish that after reading this. I mean, I somehow feel both like I'm a different level of human in a good way and a different level of human in like a subhuman way. Like, I've gotten better and worse equally in different directions.
Think about what he's just experienced, like the visceral repeated crunching and snapping of a person's bones in front of you.
I cannot wait to watch this.
It feels very Exorcist, you know?
Yeah, totally.
It's very, I'm possessed and my body is moving in ways that I'm not controlling and it's fucking my body up. Like, her head's about to turn all the way around, you know?
Oh, that would be sick.
That would be
imagine in the movie she's like having all this thing and it's like in the middle of it and then her head just is a fucking 360 spin. I would piss my pants.
Yeah,
I would actually pee my pants.
Yeah, I would too.
Oh my god, that's so funny. So anyway, yeah, Jacob thinks I want to leave and Edward says out loud, go then.
Yeah,
so Jacob's like, damn, okay, she's dead though. And then Edward goes, she's not dead, she's gonna be fine.
That does hit. That hurts. Yeah.
Yeah. Oof.
So Rosalie's holding the baby on the couch and going, ooh, boo, 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 ooh, boo, boo, baby.
Which is crazy. That she's
that was
like,
literally fucking dead.
Her mother
upstairs.
Is dead upstairs and she's like, ah, goo, goo, goo. Ah, goo, goo, goo.
Unhinged chapter.
A goo goo goo.
Who's the baby? Baby?
You're with your baby.
Boo-goo-boo. I'm your mama. I'm your mama.
Your mother's
your
dead.
Mama's
it's me
dead.
Now.
I
what do you even do with that? Like,
Bella has fucking, her heart has stopped beating upstairs and this baby was born covered in Bella's blood. Just by the way, she was yanked out of her stomach, of her tummy tum tum, covered in gore.
Mm-hmm.
And Rosalie's just like, aren't you so perfect? Oh, bah, 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 bah. And she's like, your mama's dead and I'm going to take care of you now. Okay. Okay. Like,
yeah,
Rosalie
also sits down on the clean end of the white sofa,
on
the other end of which is covered in the blood that Bella spewed from her mouth in a fountain.
Yeah. Unhinged.
Insane. And Rosalie just sits on the other side and goes, ah, goo, goo, goo. Like, nothing's wrong.
She's literally smiling at this baby. and Edward's upstairs in the fight for his life.
Mm-hmm.
Where the fuck is everybody else? Alice, support.
Yeah, where did Alice go?
Yeah, right? Because she yanked Rosalie out of the room, and then Rosalie's like, anyway, I've come back for the baby. Cut to, like, Alice and Jasper are tied up in a closet.
Yeah, right? Cause, absolutely.
Cause what happened? Alice yanked her out, and then Rosalie's like, I gotta get my baby. She goes fucking Terminator mode, and she's like, I gotta get these people out of my way. So yeah, they're just tied up in a closet, I think.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So she's feeding the baby, and Jacob notices that it's, like, blood. And he's like, oh, of course it's blood. A little monster just wants blood. I wonder if it's Bella's blood, because, you know, this is the kind of monster that would mutilate its own mother. Oh, look at...
Yeah.
He says, like, look at the little executioner feeding.
Mm-hmm.
And he keeps calling it the creature, not the baby. Another good line.
Calls it a thing.
Yeah, the thing.
And a demon and an aberration.
Another good point to Rosalie is that he describes her as being caught up in her moment of stolen motherhood.
Yeah, that's a great line.
I feel a way about Rosalie. It's been fun to see her be on Bella's side and to be on the same team and protect her right to choose this baby.
But in the end, it's not Bella's side. It's her own. And it's not even the baby's side. It's her own side. That's the thing I think that gets me is that it's not even that she wants to take care of Bella. It's not that she wants to take care of the baby. No. She wants to have her moment to be a mother in whatever way possible. And tearing down as many people, relationships, lives as necessary for her to get that moment. And now that she's got it, she's just... It's I think genuinely this is like the creepiest part of the whole chapter. Right. Where it's just and he's trudging down from essentially like this battlefield. He is probably also coated in Bella's blood.
Absolutely.
He feels exhausted. He can barely really walk. He says he's walking like an old man.
He can't make himself go faster.
His eyes are probably just soulless, and he's looking down. And you come out into this... I'm just imagining this image of coming down the stairs covered in blood into this bright white living room surrounded by these beautiful windows. And she's this golden-haired woman sitting on this all-white couch with a splotch of red on it.
That is just horror.
Cooing with a baby.
Yeah.
As if nothing's gone wrong. That's terrifying.
That is also the end of a horror movie.
That's what I'm saying.
That is the monstrous female who wins against everybody else, being like, I've destroyed your lives and now I get a baby. And I've got my child. Thank you for the bargain of bargaining your firstborn or something away to me.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is sort of what happened here.
So freaky.
It is so freaky, and in this moment, sort of rightfully, Jacob loses his mind a little bit. He's just like, he feels the rage building up in him of, I'm going to turn into a werewolf. What's going to happen? I could just kill this baby right now. Rosalie doesn't even care that I'm here. She thinks I wouldn't do anything. Edward's too distracted with his dead corpse of a wife upstairs, so he can't stop me. I could probably take Rosalie out too. I don't know about the rest of them, but... I'll go down fighting. I don't give a shit.
And you know, he's kind of right for this. I support Jacob in this moment.
I actually do.
All that he's just seen, I understand.
He wants to see the world burn.
Good on him.
Yeah. And he's like, maybe the wolves would avenge my death. Maybe they wouldn't. Maybe they'll see it's justice if I kill one of theirs and then one of theirs kills me. Problem solved. This is my vengeance, though. It's about
exactly
me.
His whole thing is he just wants that baby dead, and he does not care what happens after that. Like, he sort of very vaguely contemplates, oh, Rosalie will fight back. Maybe Alice and Jasper will. Eventually, I'll die. He sort of contemplates how Edward had said if Bella ever dies, he wants Jacob to kill him.
Yeah.
And he's like, I won't be able to do that because I'll be dead. And he's like, oh, well.
Yeah.
He sort of contemplates this in a very blasé, nihilist type of way.
He's
where
just, like,
he very
lost
clearly
his whole
just
mind here.
I mean, he's just gone through a huge trauma and he's about to do something batshit, but that I kind of do support him for.
Yeah, and he is so dark, too, with not only would he not fulfill his promise to Edward about ending his life, but that maybe it would be better to force Edward to live on with nothing at all as his punishment for his part in all this.
And yeah.
He specifically is self-aware enough to say he couldn't do it because he doesn't actually have enough compassion for how Edward is feeling.
Right.
Like, it is a compassionate move to be like, I know that you're hurting, so I will help you, like, end the suffering. And he's like, I don't have enough compassion for him to bother doing that for him. I actually don't care.
Yeah. He sort of finds a little bit of joy in the idea of Edward going on and having to suffer. Especially because, part of the reason that Jacob wants to do this, I mean, he wants this vengeance, but he also wants to die.
He does.
In this moment, he wants to die.
He wants to go do something so crazy.
Right. And so, do something so crazy that it will get him killed. And he does not see himself living after. And so that's the other part of that whole, why should Edward be able to run away from this? When why should I be able to give him that escape and then I don't get that escape for myself sort of energy?
Yep.
And he's sort of like, I should be the one who's able to die and Edward has to be the one who should live with it. That's sort of what I'm getting from him as well, which I think is a very interesting way of thinking of it. And it kind of makes sense for him.
It really does. But Edward is too busy trying to reanimate a corpse, so he will not interfere with Jacob's plans here, which, by the way, happen in, like, a second of a thought. The heat is rising up in him. A dozen things pass through his mind of, I could kill this right now, nobody will stop me, maybe someone will avenge me, I don't really care, I don't give a shit about Edward, he can stay alive and suffer for all I care. Heat rises up. Suddenly it feels like he has to obey and go towards this creature, the murderous thing. It's almost like an alpha command pulling him, tugging him closer and closer.
God.
And as the baby turns, as Rosalie lifts her up to go, ooh, baby, baby, baby.
Yeah.
Jacob catches her warm chocolate eyes, just like Bella's, and the heat becomes a glow and blah, blah, blah. All the ties holding him to Earth that connect him to everything snip away one by one, and now he's tethered to her, I guess.
The baby.
Yeah.
The baby. Infant.
The newborn.
Yep. Renesmee.
Resume.
Resume. Reservation.
Yeah. Resurrection.
Reanimation. Renewal.
Reduce, reuse, recycle.
So true. God, there's three of them now.
Oh, no.
Fuck.
So, there's a whole paragraph of like, all the things holding me to this world are gone. I'm cut free, held like a balloon, tethered by one single steel cable. No, a million steel cables, and nothing but matters except for Renesmee. And you should have killed her.
You really should have killed her. You should have killed this baby before you looked at it.
Imagine he just turned into a wolf and ripped her head off right there. But then in the instant that he rips her head off is when he makes eye contact.
And wow. And he's too far gone to do it. See, that's more fun.
Yeah.
That would have been so much more fun.
Yeah.
God. And then we get at the very end.
Yes.
So he hears this new sound, the only sound that he says could touch him in this endless instant, a changing heart. So Bella's going to come back as a vampire. God.
It's changing into dead.
Yeah. Undead.
So,
yeah, you might say that Bella has now been bitten.
Yeah, she's been bitten a lot, actually.
She's been not as many times as Jasper.
No, but she's getting close.
She's getting there.
Renesmee bit her, even.
That's true. She just wanted to, get the milk.
She got confused about how milk works.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So that was a chapter.
My God.
So what was slightly what What did the people of Twilight fandom think about this? Like, what happened? I feel like it was like a nuclear bomb went off. Well, is the energy that I'm getting from this fucking chapter.
Yeah, I mean, I was not, like, the only people I was talking to would have been my own friends, like, on Facebook and stuff at the time.
Yeah.
No Twitter, no anything. So it was just, like, me shouting about it to other friends on Facebook and in real life. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there were Facebook groups of, like, you know, something, something, stupid, shiny Volvo owner and, like, you know, just random shit like that.
Right.
People were all over. But yeah, this was controversial, obviously, because people were like, no, like, not imprinting on a baby. This is so horrible. Blah, blah, blah. And then there was the flip side of people being like, finally, he'll leave Bella alone.
That is true. But he's only going to torture her in a different way now, is the thing.
Yeah, you're right. The other thing is that because it's just like a full book, and this is only the end of, like, a part of it, it doesn't have the same sense of, like, if this is the end of the novel, and you're like, what the fuck? Like, what's going to happen? You're just like, anyway, turn the page. Here's what happens.
Right, because this is how I feel. I'm like, what the fuck is going on right now?
Well, because we can just answer that.
That from now on, I'm going to be in pretty much new territory.
Yeah.
I think the other half of this book is stuff that I don't know.
Oh, you 100% don't know it. I guarantee
it. I have,
it.
Like, ideas, but nothing that I'm like, I know that this happens.
Yeah.
All I know is you nicknamed my daughter after the Loch Ness Monster.
Classic.
And I think that there has to be, like, I don't know, Volturi nonsense. And more werewolf nonsense. That's what my theory is.
Sure.
But I don't know exactly in what capacity. Someone should die. I think that would be fun.
There's so much more. Like, I don't...
I'm terrified.
It is genuinely fun because it really is, like, this whole time you're like, well, I know that they're going to get married. Well, I know they're going to have sex. Well, I know that she's going to have a baby. Well, I know that Jacob's going to imprint on it. And obviously the how we get to each point has been interesting and fun to read because this chapter, fucking crazy.
Insane.
Yeah. But the rest of the plot, you don't know what the plot is.
No, I don't know what it's going to be from now on. And I am so terrified. Oh,
that's
God.
So good. That is such a good feeling. But yeah, I think the general consensus is that reading it at the time, we just read the whole book. So we got our answers, like, right away.
Yeah, that's fair.
But yeah, still very controversial. People arguing over, like, oh, but, like, he's not sexually attracted to her. It's just, like, a different thing versus the, yeah, but it's still fucking weird, you know. All the things that would be said anyway by anyone at any point in time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that was this.
That happened.
Uh-huh. It sure did, unfortunately.
I can't wait to watch the movie.
Yeah, do I have to wait till we finish the whole book to watch the movies?
Yeah.
God damn it. Fine. That makes sense, but I am sad about it.
Yeah.
It'll make a good double feature.
It will. This is the end of the first movie.
Got it. But you want to, like, keep them all up to the same.
Yeah, it just makes sense. It feels like that's the way nature intended it. You know, the nature that birthed this book.
Yeah, that's the way God intended it. God ever thought that there should be a Twilight.
Yeah.
Which I don't think is true. The existence of Twilight is evidence to me that God isn't real, by the way. That's just something I'll say right off the bat.
This is proof that even if there ever was a God, he has abandoned us.
He has abandoned us as we deserve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we've got a couple of comments on the last episode.
Yay.
From JoJo. Binged the podcast in 2-3 weeks. What shall I do now that I have to wait? Devastating. By the way, the white IV was probably propofol used to sedate for small operations. Wow. Oh. didn't expect to get an answer for that. Thank you.
Thank you. And I don't know what you should do.
Wait more, bitch.
re-listen actually, immediately.
Yeah, just re-listen or reread the books.
True. Also, there is a lot of other unhinged vampire media out there.
That's true.
Go check some of those out.
Maybe. So the other comment is from Angelina Police. Mm-hmm. I got so excited to see a new episode. I listened to you guys while I cooked dinner, and in your absence, I've been listening to another Twilight podcast that is too cheerful. Thanks for the snark and chaos. Oh, you're so welcome.
We love all Twilight podcasts, but we are here to be negative Nancys in the most fun way.
I, for one, do not stand by being a cheerful podcast person. That's not my brand. Couldn't be me.
That is not my brand, nor is it that which I have tended to listen to.
Yeah, that's true, too, for me. Be sarcastic.
Yeah. We do also have some Patreon questions.
Do we?
I can read them out. We have some. Yeah. We have some that are a little bit backlogged that we forgot to read.
Okay.
So, could sprinkles be considered a seasoning? Is a question.
No.
No.
It's sugar. It's just sugar shaped and colored.
Yeah. My retort to that is, would you consider sugar a seasoning? In which case, help yourself. Yeah.
In which case, figure your life out.
Yeah, you're too white even for me. Another one. Are hot dogs just fluffy tacos?
No.
No.
No. Tacos have specific components, and a hot dog does not have them.
It would be the question of, is a hot dog sub roll just a fluffy taco shell, which is also not true.
Right. Like,
because fluffy taco shells are like bao buns.
Yes, true.
Which are banging, by the way. But those are not hot dogs.
They're still not hot dogs. Like, what do you mean fluffy tacos? In what world?
Yeah, well, I'm getting these from a user named Flappy Tambourine, so maybe we shouldn't, you know, listen to anything they have to say.
I agree.
And I say that as a person who I love. They also asked if time is a construct.
Yeah, obviously. We constructed it.
No.
What?
Time will pass no matter... I mean, the way we measure time is a construct. Time in and of itself will pass no matter if we conceive of it or not. It.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I would say the idea of just, is time a construct, is bullshit. Because if we decided that time didn't exist, it wouldn't stop going.
That is true.
But the way that we have decided to measure time and how we have decided to you know, measure it out, that is a construct.
Yeah, you're completely right.
All right. I'm glad we agree.
If
humans are space orcs, what does that make vampires? I don't even know what this means.
There's like a fun sort of creative writing, world building idea that's, I don't know, I see it on Tumblr all the time. People take that and make it like a fun writing prompt in multiple mm-hmm. different ways. But the idea is that, like, if you consider like an orc, like this very strong, undefeatable, persistent, you know, warrior type, if we take humans and put us into space, there's a fun idea where, what if humans were the space orcs? Because we don't belong in space. We can't breathe, you know, a lot of different things. We need oxygen. We need mm-hmm. water. Like, we're very squishy and fleshy. But, like, humans are so determined that fuck the laws of space and reality. We're going to figure out how to do space no matter what. And so the idea is, it's just like creative writing prompts of like, oh my God, like these aliens are like, shit, like our human, like, you know, lost an arm, like we're going to have to retire them. And someone else being like, no, you can just give them a prosthetic. They'll just be fine. Like, humans just get over that. They can lose limbs. They're totally cool. And, you know, aliens just like losing their minds over, what the fuck? Like, you can take limbs off of them and they're still okay? How does that work?
They're chill.
That sort of idea.
I don't know what that makes vampires, though.
I don't either. I think it makes them...
space mosquitoes.
So true. I think it makes them parasites.
I would agree. I mean, yeah.
I mean, if anything, a vampire is actually, well, if you're in space,
yeah,
the sun is around you all the time.
I think non-existent. That's what vampires are.
Right. Like, you have to be space extra disco careful. Balls. Right? Like, depending on where you are in space, I mean, I don't know. There's likely sun all the time.
It's true. Unless you're in, luck. Like, deep space.
Sure.
In which case, you're not going to find any humans, really, for the most part. Yeah. Therefore, you're going to die out anyway.
I think that makes vampires space. What's the space? What's a weak little guy? Space bugs.
Space bugs. Yeah, sure.
You're just a bug.
Space goobers.
Yeah.
And then, last but not least, fuck, marry, kill, Laurent, Alice, and Carlisle. I love Laurent, but I do think I have to kill him.
I agree. I would fuck Alice, marry Carlisle, kill Laurent.
I have to concur with you here. That is the only correct way of doing this. I can see Alice and Carlisle being swapped, maybe, but there's maybe. Just something about a rich old man.
Carlisle is, he's the calm in a storm. He's steady. He's gentle. His forearms, when his shirt sleeves are rolled up,
go crazy. Yeah.
Daddy.
He's, yeah. I would love to call him daddy.
Sam.
For the rest of our lives, when I marry him.
We can share.
Yeah, sister wives. The fact that I just immediately was like, yeah, sister wives.
Was not prepared.
No hesitation.
This is like last night I was scrolling on Tumblr and there was something about the joke of like making any game into like a strip something. Like, why is it always strip poker? Why can't it be strip this, strip that?
Right.
And in the tags, it's like, oh yeah, like we used to play strip Magic the Gathering. And then it was like, yeah, hang on, that's not even the final thing. And then below that, the tags are, at my fiance, will you play strip? And then it says Seymour to read the rest. And I'm like, what could this possibly be? Press Seymour. Would you play strip poo sticks with me?
Oh my God.
It was Lib.
Oh God.
I didn't realize as I was reading it that it was Lib's reblog.
Oh, and I saw my that God.
And I was like, nothing in the world could have prepared for me to read the words strip poo sticks. For those not familiar, Poo Sticks is a game from Winnie the Pooh in which you stand on a bridge over running water and you both drop sticks and see which stick goes under the bridge and crosses to the other side first.
Yeah, and whoever, they win.
And whoever loses, you have to strip a piece of clothing.
I love your fiance.
Me too.
Oh, that's so fucking funny. Good times. We should go somewhere and play poo sticks, by the way.
I've got lots of places here. Come over.
Okay. All right. I'll come visit again when I have my car. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep. Beep, beep.
Literally beep, beep, beep and also beep again. Yeah, for sure, bro. Anything else? I know we have new patrons.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. Don't let me stop your karaoke moment.
Maybe you can drive my car, and maybe I love you. Beep, 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 yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Anyway.
Oh, God.
Okay. We do have new patrons. As always, we want to thank our new patrons, Max and Brianna. Welcome to the coven. We are biting you.
Crunch.
We are biting you and munching and crunching on you.
Yum, 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 yum.
I hope you like it. We are biting into you gently and not like the way that Edward tore open Bella's uterus with his teeth.
God. I don't like that you did this. It makes me unhappy.
Good. You join the ranks of our master vampires, Dan, Thea, Emily, Steven, Dory, and Cassidy. Thank you all so much for supporting us. We love you very much.
We love you guys. Thank you as always.
And we'll see you in the next episode when we go back to Bella's point of view for book 3.
Terrifying. I'm so scared.
Into the abyss we go.
We will see you all then. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Unbitten. If you want to get in contact with us,
follow us on Twitter at UnbittenPod or subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/UnbittenPod. And for now, the rest is still unbitten. Unlike Bella.
Unlike Bella. She's been got.